On the weekends, you cook something big?
Well, last Sunday I had the jambalaya, a pot of red beans and rice with pickled tip in it, and stuffed eggplant.
With pickled what?
Pickled tip. Pieces of pickled meat, but it cut in pieces.
Uh-huh.
And stuffed eggplant. And in my eggplant, I had shrimps, ham, and ground meat. And it was delicious. And I didn't cook, I don't cook on Sunday, I cook on Saturday. I cook Saturday for Sunday, and then I still have some for Monday. I start cooking on Tuesdays like that.
If someone wanted to plant a garden, what would they use to break up the ground with?
A shovel.
Uh-huh. What about something that was driven with horses and that?
Bridle. The horse's bridle.
Uh-huh. Do you ever see an instrument they'd use, they'd hook it up to a horse and they'd drag it across the ground?
No.
What about a plow?
They use a bulldozer to plow, huh?
Uh-huh.
I saw that on television.
Did you ever see an old-fashioned plow?
No.
What else would people use besides a plow or a bulldozer?
A shovel, if they want to plant.
When you plow, what do you call the little trenches that the plow cuts?
A ditch.
Uh-huh. And did you ever hear, when you plowed with two horses, did you ever hear a special name for the one on the left and the one on the right?
No.
And if you wanted to, say if there was a branch or a tree limb across the road, it was too heavy for you to pick it up and carry it off, you'd say, well, we just took hold of it and we did what?
It's heavy.
Huh?
If I want to raise it up and it's too big?
Well, if you want to get it out of your way, you can't pick it up. You just take hold of it and
drag it.
Okay. You say, we got hold of it and we flooded it off the road. We
took and dragged it across the road.
Okay. And you say, we've already plucked that limb across the road. We already
brought that limb across the road.
Or we've already done what?
I don't know.
We've done, what, it across the road?
We dragged a tree across the road.
Okay. And you wanted to chop a log. What would you call an X-shaped frame like this that you could set the log in to chop it?
A post?
Huh?
I don't know.
Did you ever see anyone do any work like that?
Yeah, on the picture, but I don't know the name.
What do carpenters use? It's an A-shaped frame like this. It's got a leg here and a leg here, and they join up. And then it's got some across here and two more legs. You'd use it for sawing a board.
A mark? Something to mark? Mark the thing?
Okay. Do you ever hear of a sawbuck or a sawhorse?
No.
And what would people make out of sugar cane?